producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics with home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, you've heard me say this many times, that there's failed medical theories thousands of Mary's century, going back way beyond the pharaohs, say 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years ago. There were thousands of failed medical theories every century. In the 20th century and in the 21st century, no difference. In fact, back 5,000 years ago, if a physician or a philosopher or sorcerer would come up with a medical theory, he might kill 100 people in his lifetime. Well, today, a doctor comes up with a crazy theory and some kind of medicine or physiological thing. Guess what? He can kill billions of people because of the social media in the continents, the industrialized world. Okay? So very, very dangerous. Well, let's look at what's replacing genetics. Epigenetics is the term used to look at the science where your genes, DNA, and RNA, and telomeres, little end caps in your chromosomes, require all 90 essential nutrients to maximize your genetic potential. It has nothing to do with genetics. It's nutrition and biochemistry of DNA, RNA, not genetics. Okay? And so I want you to get the books, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Transmission, the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the CD, Public Enemy Number One. I want to tell my personal story when I first got introduced to epigenetics and what happened subsequently. And, of course, this goes back to when I was working with Marlon Perkins for the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems. It was the St. Louis Zoo, Washington University, and the Shaw's Botanical Gardens. And I was kind of halfway through my pathology studies as a postdoctoral fellow in pathology, and I was working with Perkins. He called me back from Africa. I had been working on the White Rhino Conservation Project and the Elephant Conservation Project in Africa, and I was prepared to stay in Africa forever. I was having a good time, but he called me back because I was a published pathologist. I had written up the first mass die-off in America from pollution, did all the chemistry, got it published. 1961, I was only 21 years old, gave Perkins a copy because I'd worked with him. He called me back to the States for the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems because he had gotten a grant from the National Institutes of Health for somebody to do autopsies in the animals that die in the zoos in the big cities around the United States and people who lived in close proximity to the zoos because they all drank the same water, inhaled the same air, ate the same foods primarily. And they wanted to know, was pollution a factor in the causes of what we'd call natural disease, okay, natural causes, heart disease, liver disease, brain disease, that sort of stuff, not infections and parasites, of course, or trauma. Well, to make a long story short, over a period of 10 years, I did something like, 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change, over 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans. And the bottom line of the study was that pollution was not a factor. Pollution was not a factor. That kind of shocked everybody. But what it was that every animal and every human being that died of natural causes died of a nutritional deficiency disease. Wrote it up, 75 scientific papers. The book that came out of it, 1,200 pages. The A Disease of Exotic Animals is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. Very, very proud of that. And they kind of moved me around. I went to the Chicago Zoo, the Brookfield Zoo, Lincoln Park Zoo, Shedd Aquarium. I went to Memphis, Tennessee. I went to Jacksonville, Florida. And lastly, on that sort of vein of research, I went to the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, attached to Emory University and Grady Memorial Hospital and CDC and that kind of stuff, federal agency. And so anyway, to make a long story short, I ran into the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, discovered that it was actually a deficiency of a single mineral as opposed to being genetically transmitted as determined or has been theorized for hundreds of years by medical doctors. And I got fired for proposing that it was a nutritional deficiency during pregnancy as opposed to a genetic disease. I had all the evidence. I could show very clearly that the entire unrelated colony, there was 25 babies, and they all had cystic fibrosis by actual biopsy, their pancreases, livers, and lungs. And I tracked it back through the blood test of the parents who had been taking blood every month and freezing it for 3 years. And so I could tell what was deficient months before the conceptions of these monkeys were going to be used for NASA's flights and so forth. And it was just the greatest little study, and proved it, that it was a simple deficiency of a single mineral and not genetically transmitted as thought. Well, they fired me, went back to school, became a physician, and have been treating people with nutrition for genetically caused diseases. You know, according to medical doctors, are caused by genetics, but in fact, really just nutritional deficiency diseases. Let's look at type 2 diabetes, a deficiency of a single mineral. It's not genetically transmitted, yet doctors will still tell you it's genetically transmitted. Cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure is caused by deficiency of a single vitamin. Cardiomyopathy, heart disease, is caused by deficiency of a single mineral. I've done 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age of 10 that died of that one. And then coronary artery disease has nothing to do with genetics or through cholesterol or saturated fat. It's due to inflammation caused by inflammatory foods, things like deli slices and sandwich meats, fried foods, oils, including olive oil, coconut oil, microwave popcorn, and gluten, wheat, brown and round oats. And then coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in the coronary artery, or thrombotic stroke, where you get a stroke from a blood clot in the brain, is caused by omega-3 deficiency. Okay? And so get a hold of that book, Epigenetics, the CD, Public Enemy Number 1, and the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail. And we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912, play 1-877-912-752.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Back with Let's Play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jimmy and Night Flap Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out in Georgia. And Lavinia. Lavinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I have a female. She's 74 years old, 5'5", 276 pounds. She has high blood pressure. She's had asthmatic bronchitis, diabetes type 2. She's not on insulin, arthritis, acid reflux. And then the doctor says she has three lumps under her skin on her forehead, which they say is calcium deposits. She has no energy, and she's allergic to shellfish. Which product? Okay. And she's on a budget, Dr. Wallach. So what products could you recommend for me?
Well, I'm going to give you the ideal, okay? And you're going to have to, I'll make it as minimal as I can to accomplish what needs to be done here. And you may have to work with her and, you know, give her, take a third off or something like that, or a half off, whatever she can afford, okay?
Okay.
First of all, she can do a lot for herself by just getting off of all grains. Okay, no wheat, no barley, rye, no oats, no corn, no rice, no potatoes, and just live on vegetables and meat. And the meat, of course, would have to be the size of, serving would be the size of a deck of cards, or fish, serving would be the size of a deck of cards, poultry, a serving would be the size of a deck of cards. She'd have three eggs twice a day and vegetables. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
And then, obviously, she needs water to drink, but she also needs to stay away from the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. I've said no grains. That includes gluten, wheat, brown rice, oats. But because she weighs 276 pounds, she should be optimally dosed for a 300-pound person. That's what I'm going to give you, and you can cut it in half if you need to for her finances, okay? She needs optimally three healthy brain and heart packs per month, okay? Then I wanted her to get three bottles of the diabetes support, which is the Sweeties. Have her take four of those three times a day. That's three bottles a month. Make sure she's having her blood sugar taken before she medicates herself, if she is medicating herself. And then for the arthritis, I would add the Glucogel. Have her get two bottles, large bottles of Glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day, five at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And for the high blood pressure, I'd add the Ultimate Cardio Sticks. The Ultimate Cardio Sticks, I'd have her take two of those a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. That's kind of the minimum here. She really needs three, but let's try her with two. One box will take care of breakfast, and one box will take care of dinner time, because there's 30 of these sticks in a box. That's Ultimate Cardio Sticks. And let's see here. Ideally, for her weight loss, 5'5", I'd like to see her weigh 140, so she needs to lose 136 pounds. Get the ASAP. Ideally, she would get two bottles a month, so you can take a dropper full 30 minutes for each meal and a dropper full 15 minutes for each meal, a second dropper full. But again, if finances are a problem, she can start out with one bottle a month, and that would be one dropper full 30 minutes for each meal. Let it absorb through her oral tissues, and she'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. Now, by getting off of all grains and potatoes, no grains, potatoes, that means no bread, no pasta, no crackers, no cookies, that kind of stuff, she'll save an enormous amount of money to help pay for this supplement program, okay? And let's start here. And again, being gluten-free is going to help her with many of her problems, also the body weight, but also the bronchitis, chronic bronchitis, and so on, okay?
Okay.
So I need to hear from her every couple of weeks. I need to know her weight. I need to know her blood pressure. I need to know her blood sugar levels and so on, okay?
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And so, again, I want everybody to really get that new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. You're living in an age in which there's huge shifts in medical science. Now, this medical theory on genetics has been around since maybe the 1800s. They kind of had an inkling, but they didn't have the words recessive and dominance and hybridizations, and they did not know about DNA and genes and anything like that. So I'd say from the early 1900s, maybe 115 years, they've known about genetics, and they've really, after 1953, when Watson and Crick proposed the double helix structure of DNA, things were on a fast track. And, of course, genetics do control your eye color, hair color, skin color, these sorts of things, and the fact that we're a human being. But it has nothing to do with disease transmission. Okay, they sort of overextended because they were excited about this new science of genetics, so they overextended and attributed a lot of diseases they did not understand to genetically transmitted because they just didn't understand. Okay? And so I want you to get a hold of the book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, and, of course, the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and Public Enemy Number One is the CD. These are kind of updates on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. They don't replace Dead Doctors Don't Lie because Dead Doctors Don't Lie has all the basis and the information and so forth, and this is building on that. And these three new tools will give you new information in the last 25 years, information that supports everything that was said in the book, the DVD, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. So this is an add-on, not a replacement for Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Epigenetics, the book, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, the DVD, and Public Enemy Number One, the CD. Contact your Young Giving Associate today and jump in with both feet. We're growing fast. We need help. And you, too, could be a Young Giving Associate. And we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
This is the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
I'm 55 years old. I've been in ill health all my life with chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, etc. And it all came to a head 2.5 years ago. My body deteriorated to the point that I was permanently bent over to the left with my left knee bent in and I could barely walk. My whole body was stiff. I could hardly bend my left ankle. I couldn't twiddle my left toes. I had no feeling in the bottom of my left foot. It took me 5 minutes to get out of the chair. So I've been to doctors all my life, and they could never help me. So I just prayed for, you know, to find some alternative, and I eventually found you. So I've been on your products for 2 years. The thing is either 90% better or it's totally resolved. You've completely changed my life.
Have doctors let you down like they did Allison? There is hope. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Find out what Dr. Wallach can do for you. 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks, a very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor from our radio network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's leave the East Coast and go all the way out to the West Coast in California. And Anita. Anita, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Hi. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. How can I help you today?
Actually, I'm calling about my cat. I have a male cat who I'm not sure of his age, but he's a little older, and he's had some urinary problems. I was told a couple years ago that he had a blockage, and now I've taken him to see a vet, and they've checked his bladder and stuff. They say that there's no crystals in the bladder, so it's apparently a, you know, a kidney problem. There's a lot of blood in the urine.
Okay, now that's useful. Now, how much does he weigh?
He's just a little over 10 pounds. He's a big boy.
Okay. Is that unusual? Is he castrated?
Yes.
Is he neutered? Yeah. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it's not unusual for neutered male cats to have urinary tract problems because the urethra is small, it shrinks, is not normal size. And so this is kind of a common malady of neutered male cats. And so what I would do is 10 pounds, I'd give him a half a scoop of the Arthrodex every day in his food, and I would change the food just because. Okay, he's having these problems on this food, I change the food. Okay?
Okay.
And make sure he has no grains. We don't want the cat food, the grains, and it's got to be all fish, all poultry, all meat kind of thing. Okay? No, and of course they want all the vitamins and minerals in it, but no grains. And then I would give him a half a scoop of the Arthrodex every day. All right.
Okay.
And then I would also give him the EFA pluses, which are fish oils, and he'll like that being fish oil. Cats love that. Mm-hmm. And I'd give him two a day. He can go ahead and puncture them and squirt them on the grain-free cat food he's going to get. Okay, whether it's dry or canned, doesn't matter, as long as it's a complete ration for cats, but it's got to be grain-free.
Okay.
Okay. And he'll be a new man.
Okay.
Okay, give me a call every couple of weeks. Let me know how he's doing.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, bet, Anita. Thank you. I want to kind of get everybody geared up to prepare. I want you to think of my new book out called Prepare. The subtitle is The Prepper's Survival Bible. And it really guides you into doing things yourself and being prepared. For instance, you need to have some good old flick cigarette lighters. You need to have some matches. You need to have some flint and steel to make fire. You need to have some solar panels the size of an iPad or maybe in the size of a briefcase to keep your phone and your computer fueled up because the grid may be down, right? And we're talking natural disasters, man-made disasters. This book will teach you how to use the 90 essential nutrients and herbs. Of course, we have a wonderful line of, it's called Good Herbs as a company. These are tinctures and extracts of herbs. And, you know, we tell you what each one's for. We actually have books that do that. I'll give you that in a minute. And then, of course, we have colloidal silver and the killer biotic in case you get infected or you have a wound. You want to put the colloidal silver in to prevent it from getting infected. You need to learn how to do all these things. Have a 3-month supply of everything on hand, including our Quanta water that comes in. And, you know, the quart bottles of Quanta water. You want to get some paper coffee filters. You know, we have great coffee ourselves, so you need to have some of the K-cups and coffee available, and our cans of our sports drink Rebound, our canisters Rebound, the little sticks Rebound. You want to have a 3-month supply of the 90 cents nutrients per day for each person in the household. In the household, you need to do that. Have all that stuff, right? And so don't wait. You want to get a hold of the book, Prepare, and it'll walk you through all the things you need to do. It'll also teach you how to prevent and survive home invasions, how to prevent and survive muggings. This book is extremely useful, and, of course, it's kind of a reworked book we had from before, which really had a lot of great stuff in it, but we updated it. It's called, it was originally called God Bless America. It's now called Prepare. And the foreword and a lot of the material in the book is written by Marvin Ropp, who's a highly decorated Navy SEAL from the days of the Gulf War. And so he's been a great help when it comes to personal defense and this kind of stuff. And so don't forget our Go Foods, 25-year shelf life, freeze-dried meals, 100% MSG-free, 100% organic, 100% non-GMO. About 25% of the recipes in there are gluten-free. We're working on getting the whole thing gluten-free. I'm very excited about this. And so I'm really, really urgent to have you get a hold of the book Prepare so we can all prepare. Contact your MGV associate today and ask for the book Prepare. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Longevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Stay tuned to the Let's Play Doctor Show. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
$58 billion. That's how much unclaimed money is waiting for rightful owners. And the government admits 1 in 10 people are owed this money. But where does the cash come from? Answer, over 13 places. One of them is every time someone dies without a will. And studies show over 50% of Americans don't have a will. Is it any wonder unclaimed money has become the number one source of revenue for most state governments? Second only to taxes. The largest recipient of unclaimed money received $32.8 million. The cash was proceeds from the sale of nearly 1.3 million shares of stock. But what about you? How do you find out how much unclaimed money you might be owed? That's easy, thanks to a new free report from RealCashSecrets.com. It will show you everything. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's play Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Divinity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's stay in California and go to Helen. Helen, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a cat that has a bone tumor growing out of her forehead, and the vet said it was cracked, and he stitched it together, and he thought it would get smaller, but instead it's kept growing until now she's blind in one eye. And
okay, does he think this is a benign, non-cancerous tumor, or does he think it's a cancer tumor?
Well, I don't know. He didn't say.
Okay, how much does a cat weigh?
I'd say she weighs around 10, 12 pounds.
Okay. All right.
I've been applying some essential oils that I got from a vet for a cat.
Mm-hmm. And has it helped any?
I don't know if it does or not.
Sure. Okay. Well, first of all, did he take an x-ray of the cat's head?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He did the stitching and the operation.
Okay. Now, what was he stitching up? Was he stitching up the bone or the skin?
The bone.
Okay, so the bone was separated. It was actually like a wound, and so he pulled it back together. Is that correct?
Pardon?
He pulled it back together and sewed it up?
Yes.
All right. Now, is this the back of the head, the front of the head, top of the head?
It's in the front of the head, just above the nose.
Okay, and is it, how big is the lump? Is it the size of a pea, a grape, an orange? I mean, how big are we talking about?
A lemon.
Size of a lemon?
Yes.
That's a pretty big lump on the cat's head.
It is.
Yep. And so he didn't think that that should be removed?
Oh, well, he thought it would go away.
Yeah, well, apparently not. Okay, so, I mean, this could be due to from an injury to the bone, and the bone is over-responding, trying to heal itself. It could be a foreign body in there. The cat could have been running through the weeds, and a piece of wire got stuck in there or something. Or maybe a kid shot it in the head with a pellet gun or a BB or something like that. There's a foreign body in there. So it'd be worth an X-ray.
Okay.
You know, it could cost you $25 or $30 to get an X-ray of the cat's head to see if there's a foreign body in there that's causing this lemon-sized lump. Okay, and that'll tell us exactly what it is. An X-ray will tell us whether it's all bone or if there's some other foreign body in there acting like a splinter and causing this excess bone growth, okay? It'd definitely be worth, you know, $25, $30 X-ray, okay?
Yeah.
That's where I would go. But in the meantime, what I would do for a cat that weighs 10 pounds, I would, and he can walk okay and no other problems.
Yes, he walks. She doesn't see very well anymore.
Yeah, well, okay. But I'm just talking about has no other problems like arthritis or...
No.
Okay. All right. So what I would do...
She was a little stray that had kittens, and we took them all in, so...
And how long ago did this bump start, or did you get her? She had the bump.
I'd say about not quite a year ago.
Okay. And is she an outside cat? Does she go outside for a while every day?
No, she doesn't go out anymore. She hasn't.
No, I mean before the lump started.
Not very often.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would still have the X-ray to see if there's a foreign body in there.
All right.
And see if it is bone. Okay, that'll be useful. But what I would do, doesn't hurt, to give the cat a half a scoop of the Arthrodex and two of the EFA pluses, which are fish oils, every day. You have to puncture the fish oils, put in the cat's food, and then mix in half a scoop of the Arthrodex. It comes in a big canister. Probably one canister will last that cat 2 months. And it wouldn't hurt also to throw in, let's just wait and see if there's a foreign body in there first, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then give me a call as soon as you get that X-ray, and they determine if there is or is not a foreign body in there, if it is or is not all bone. And stick with us, folks. We'll be back with more Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor and Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's run to the center of the country in Illinois. And Patty. Patty, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. This is Patty from Chicago. How are you?
Okay, fine. Thank you. Yeah, I've been to Chicago many times. How are you doing?
Absolutely wonderful.
How can I help you today?
Well, I have a young man. He's currently in. He just went into the hospital a few days ago because he had his blood pressure was like 184. Right now it's 184/90. It was over 200 originally.
Mm-hmm.
They said his kidneys are not functioning, so they put him on dialysis. And they're telling him now that even though they diagnosed him as being a diabetic 2 years ago, that they should have diagnosed him as being a juvenile diabetic.
Okay, so they think he's a type 1 now?
Yeah.
Okay,
He's 39.
Okay. And what does he weigh?
He's 269.
Okay.
5'6".
Yeah. Okay, well, 5'6", I'd like to see him weigh 150 pounds, so he's 120 pounds overweight. And so a lot of times, people have type 2 diabetes, but they'll have a gluten intolerance, and they can't absorb the oral medication, okay? And says, well, if the oral medication does work, he's got to be on injectable insulin, so he must be a type 1, okay? So he may be a type 2, he may be a type 1, we don't know that yet. If they're just figuring that out, 39 years old, the odds are he's probably type 2, okay? But anyway, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff out of his diet, okay? These are the things that are bothering him. No gluten, no wheat, no barley, and rye, no oats. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. Wouldn't hurt to give up the potatoes, too. Okay, turn into sugar right away. White potatoes, red potatoes, sweet potatoes, all that's got to go. And then no fried foods whatsoever, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. That means no deli slices, no sandwich meats, no sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam. And then no oil. That means no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad greens, cooking oils, because they turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, all of which do damage to everything. And then absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats. And heck, with his size, with the history of diabetes, everything else going on, it would definitely get him off of all grains. No wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no rice, no potatoes, no corn, none of that stuff. Okay, no juices, no fruit, no dried fruit, no fresh fruit. He'll get everything he needs from vegetables that he might get from fruit without the danger of sugar. Okay, when you have dialysis, when you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys usually. It's the fact that the dirty blood can't get into the filtering units because there's obstruction in the arteries in the kidney. And so the kidney's not working, not because there's anything wrong with the kidney, it just can't work because the dirty blood's not getting into the filtering units. So we got to deal with all that. So I'm going to give you the ideal based on his body weight, and then you can cut it by a third or a half if you need to because of his finances. But I'm going to give it to you ideal. At 269, he needs to have three of everything because it's one of everything per 100 pounds of body weight. So he would need three of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. Three healthy brain and heart packs per month. That'll be three selenium three times a day, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, two scoops of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three of the EFA Pluses at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three of the EFAs at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All that would be accomplished by the three healthy brain and heart packs per month. Because he's a diabetic, whether he's type 1, type 2, at this point doesn't matter. What he needs is 12 of the sweeties a day, four at breakfast, four at lunch, four at dinner. That's three bottles a month. Have him taking his fasting blood sugar before he medicates himself every morning because his blood sugar is going to drop. His blood sugar will drop. And then for the high blood pressure and the kidney failure that kind of go along here, I would also throw in the ultimate daily tablets. He needs to take 12 of those a day, four at breakfast, four at lunch, four at dinner. That'll be two bottles a month of the ultimate daily tablets. And the ultimate cardio sticks, I'm wanting to have three of those a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner. That'll be three boxes a month, like 30 in a box. And then he also needs the Cardio FX. I want him to have three bottles of that. That's three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. Okay. And, of course, again, finances, he may have to cut this a little bit. And they're designed to support and promote healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And then, lastly, his weight needs to lose 120 pounds. I'd have him ideally take two bottles a month of the ASAP, an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. Have him put a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full underneath his tongue 30 minutes before each meal. A second dropper full under his tongue 15 minutes before each meal. Leave it absorbed through his oral tissues. Don't swallow it. If he swallows it, it won't hurt him, but he won't get maximum benefit. And after a couple of days, he'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, especially if he's really good about staying away from the potatoes and staying away from the grains. Let's see here. Let's work on this. We're coming at this from like six different directions here. And so I want you to call me every couple of weeks. I want to know his weight. I want to know his blood pressure. I want to know anytime he goes in for dialysis or whenever they do his blood test. I want to know his creatinine levels. I want to know his glomerular filtration rates. I want to know his blood sugar levels. All right. And so this will help me tweak whatever we need to do here. And I will need to know, of course, whether he's taking the full dose, three of everything, because it's one per 100 pounds of body weight, or if you cut it by a third or a half or whatever. And then we'll walk you guys through this, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for that.
You're very, very welcome, Patty. Okay. Now, one of the exciting things, of course, about Youngevity is we're constantly bringing on new companies, new products. We have about 1,000 products now. We actually have the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and they'll teach you how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, aromatherapy oils. That's a trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And the whole idea here is to do your own laboratory work and figure out what's going on here. You can do that. You can go to any pharmacy and get the same test strips your doctor will use for physicals, for a $2,000 physical in his office. Get the same test strips for $1.50 a peach. You know, they come in bottles of 5 or 10, and depending on how many people you have in your family, you want to give yourself a physical twice a year for $4.50. You got to be kidding me, because you can do your own blood pressure, you can weigh yourself, you can take your own pulse, you can do these urine test strips, also the blood test for A1C, hemoglobin, blood sugars. You can also do the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. You don't have to have a doctor put a garden hose up your rump and puncture your intestines and kill you with a belly infection. That happens like 15,000 times a year in America. Why would you want to risk that? You can do it yourself with what's called an occult blood test. And then there's another more modern version. It's called the FIT test. It's an acronym for fecal immunochemical test. And this will tell you if you have blood in your stool. That way you know you have to do something a little more aggressive. But if you don't have any blood in your stool and you don't have pelvic pain and everything's fine, you weigh about the same as you have, blood pressure is good, pulse is good, all your blood tests are good, urine test is good, you're good to go. But what you need to do is keep a logbook of this kind of stuff. I have not been to a doctor in 68 years. I've never been on prescription medication. I've never had any surgery. My blood pressure is 90 over 60 without medication. It's been that way since I was 18 years old. And let's see here. My resting pulse is 36. It does spike to 39 when I get angry or upset. And again, this is because I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 68 years. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 68 years. And what this is doing is giving my genes, my DNA, my RNA, my telomeres, little end caps of my chromosomes, maximum genetic potential, okay? You might have a genetic potential, it would be 200 years of age, but if you're not giving your genes, your DNA, RNA, your telomeres everything they need to accomplish that, you might die of a heart attack at age 28, yet you have the genes to live to be 200, okay? And so you have to make sure you're getting everything. You can't get it from the food anymore. There's a whole litany of things that have happened in our modern society to cause us to have less nutrition in our food than it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and 500 years ago. Now, this is actually due to technology. People forget technology comes with a price, and you have to make up the difference. And one of these days we'll talk about this. I'll probably talk about it in our next monologue. We know the exact moment when everything changed, when suddenly now we had no more nutrition in our food. It's actually a technological event, okay? And it's one of those things that nobody knew that we were actually getting nutrition from the byproduct of this technology. And then when it changed, when it got more modern, nobody even thought to say, oh, well, we're missing something here because we're getting these nutrients as a byproduct of that technology. Well, guess what? That's why we're in trouble. And so we need to consciously supplement. And our kids have less than 20% of the vitamins and minerals they need in their foods. We need to supplement our kids, otherwise you'll be burying them. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young and Giving Way. And let's play Doctor.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Ontario, Canada. And Philip. Philip, you're on the air.
An honor, Dr. Wallach.
Well, thank you. Very kind, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I have a 4.5-year-old boy, and he was born with protruding ears, odopostases, I guess is a technical term. I'm just wondering if you have a theory as to why that would come about. If not, anything we can do for him at this late point in time.
Okay, was he born with these? Did his ears have an obvious misanatomy, if you would, when he was born?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, this is what's called a congenital birth defect. Mama was missing something when his ears were forming and the relationship to the skull and the cartilage and everything. And does he have any other issues with a toe, you know, one big toe sticking up or anything like that? Or?
No, he's a perfectly healthy boy. You're
everything else
happy.
Perfectly healthy, just
mm-hmm.
got protruding ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's I would call that a minor birth defect. It's a cosmetic problem. I'm assuming he can hear all right and brain's all functioning.
Yes.
And, yeah. And so this is a minor birth defect, and these sorts of things happen about the same time that some kids will get a cleft palate, cleft lip, and those are more major. They require surgery. This might require surgery if he's very self-conscious about it and it becomes an issue emotionally for him. But these things in and of themselves do not cause disease. They're not, they don't turn into deafness later on in life. But the formation of the ear cartilage and the ear canal and so forth has to do with the amount of nutrients and the kind of nutrients the completeness of the nutrient program the mother has while she's pregnant in the earliest stages, when the baby's going from a flat disc into a tube, and the skull is forming, the limbs are forming, and so forth. And so this is something, if it's to be changed, it's going to be changed with surgery as opposed to nutrition at this point.
I understand. Thank you. If I can, a quick question about my 86-year-old father, who basically has had the prostate problems and blood in the urine. They've tested for cancer, et cetera. That's not an issue.
Well, so cancer's not an issue, but he does have some blood in the urine.
Yes,
okay.
And
could
he cannot empty his bladder properly. And
okay, and he doesn't have any bladder stones or kidney stones or anything?
Correct.
Okay. So, it could be just blood from the prostate, from benign source of blood going on because the prostate's enlarging. And what does your dad weigh?
He's got about 30, 40 pounds of extra belly fat. That's the only problem.
So what does he weigh?
I would say about 210, and he's about 5'10".
Okay. All right. So what I would do is I would give him two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Seems kind of weird for the prostate gland, but the things that are in there are good for the prostate. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Specifically for the prostate, I would throw in what we call ProstFX. It's a blend of herbs from North America, Africa, and Asia. I'd have them take three of those twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month. And they're designed to support and promote healthy prostate function, to support healthy prostate size, okay, help it shrink. And then also I would give him what we call Xeratest. That's X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T, Xeratest. And this actually supports healthy hormone function and production in males. And probably a good idea for him to have three of those twice a day, is two bottles a month, Xeratest, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. And also I'd like him, at 210 pounds, to eat about 8 to 10 eggs a day would be minimal. He could go up as much as 15 to 16 eggs a day. They cannot be hard-boiled. They must be soft-boiled with soft yolk, or soft-poached with a soft yolk, or soft scrambled in butter. No oils, no margarines. The purpose here is to actually get him to produce more testosterone, since he does not have any prostate cancer. And, of course, he may have low T or something like that and need a little more testosterone to help the prostate along. Give us a call every couple of weeks, if you would, Philip, and let us know how yourself and Dad's doing, or this child is doing. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Great testimony and great question today. Thank you, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs, and God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with and refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.